Today, British and Irish officials are trying to preserve the peace accord in Northern Ireland after an election that is seen as a rejection of that agreement. Protestants gave the most votes to Ian Paisley's Democratic Unionist Party, which opposes the 1998 peace deal and wants to keep Northern Ireland as part of Britain. In that same election this past week, Catholics gave the most votes to Sinn Féin. That's the party affiliated with the paramilitary Irish Republican Army. Reporter Marianne McGuire has been covering this story in Belfast. Marianne, let's start with the Protestants first. Why would Protestants vote for Ian Paisley, knowing what he stands for?
Well, at the time the peace accord was concluded, opinion in the pro-British, and that is the Protestant camp, was already divided. And these past few years, there have been a number of events which have left many in that community feeling very disillusioned about what they were actually losing.
What do Protestants think they're losing?
Well, for a long time, they felt that, for example, a lot of the power was in their hands. There was maybe no government. But with the peace accord, there's been a total reform, for example, of the police force, which was at 1.94% Protestant. At the moment, only Catholics are being employed. There is a sense that a lot of the changes were against the Protestant community. And that's why maybe Ian Paisley's party has fared so well.
Which raises the question of why there would be more support than for Sinn Féin on the Catholic side.
Yeah, on the Republican side, Sinn Féin, I think, has come a long way from having the image of a party which is affiliated and just represents the Irish Republican Army to a fully fledged political party. And what's been striking in this campaign in particular is that, for example, the candidates that were standing are not men wearing leather jackets who have all been imprisoned at one point or another, but are young, very affluent business people in some cases who have nothing to do with the Irish Republican Army and who are putting themselves forward as the nationalist alternative.
The power-sharing assembly was already suspended since last year. What difference does it make now that this election has been held?
Well, that's just the point. There was a sense 3 weeks ago that there was a deal on the table. The British and Irish governments took the view that it was better to hold the elections after having suspended the elections twice rather than wait, and that any waiting was only going to compound maybe the power of the two extreme blocs.
Is there any danger of a return to the kind of violence that Northern Ireland saw in the years before 1998?
Well, most people here will tell you that they don't believe that there can be a return to the type of violence that has scarred Northern Ireland for over 30 years. People have moved forward, in the minds people have moved forward, and it's really a question now of getting the politics right to be able to have a government in the next few months.
Marianne McGuire is a reporter in Belfast. Marianne, thanks.
Thank you.